You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What is this idiot doing?
KFMC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Nick, I do realize that, you know, there's some people that take, like, personal offense to the fact that we give you a hard time, and Trevor and I already said it's not going to stop. But then you come back and say, oh, no, you play that little liner, oh, no, more with this idiot. Well, I'm happy being the idiot today because I got two great ones in the studio with me. I got offense and defense. I got 24 years of NFL experience. And since we're
Are you calling us great idiots? Or are you just calling us? How are you doing this here?
I'm the idiot. You guys are great.
Okay.
But here's the other thing. Trav and I have said from the very get-go, as long as we let you into the living room, that we're going to entertain and we're going to, you know, let you kind of vent and escape from all the trials and tribulations of real life. We even broke down some real life for you this week, which was good. But we also said that we are not going to sell you short anytime, anywhere, anyplace, anyhow. So we're bringing 24 years of NFL experience. We're giving you offense and defense and breaking it all down for you. And we're doing it because you better tell a friend, because this is going to happen all the time. So once you tune in, you can rip the knob off and you can realize you can go other places, but it's like going to the club that always works out for you, where the drinks are cold and they're strong, and you know at the end of the night it's going to go long. Well, guess what? That's what we're going to do every single time here. You can go elsewhere and realize you're going to get the watered-down drinks. You're going to get the rail drinks.
Exactly.
You're going to get a lot of makeup and too many hair weaves. But at the end of the day, you're coming on back. You know why? Because it's going to be football season. It's going to be basketball season. We're going to do it all throughout the year. Baseball season. Jeff Blum joined us yesterday. Did he join anywhere else? No. Did he tell anybody else what's going on with his future? Nope. That's what we do here. So you come on in. You pull up your beanbag chair. Someday you'll get promoted and elevated to a recliner. But in the meantime, we got the couch, the love seat, and the big chair. And we are talking football with the Houston Texans. Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardell, and myself. Nick, you get some love too. You have to pick a number, but you have to pick like 69 or 94 right now. Or be the kicker.
69.
You know, I believe you would do that.
Big Nasty.
No. Nick Raw.
Nick Raw.
Nick Raw.
Spinderella.
Nick Raw.
We can still put Spinderella on the back of the jersey.
Nick Raw. Spinderella ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
Hey. Well, anyway. Spinderella. We've had some pretty spirited conversation. I just thought I'd get that little promo into the fact that it ain't stopping today. The train just got on the tracks, and we are building, and we have steam, and we are rolling down Chicago line, right? So, hour two, after one in the books, two to go. You guys, we were talking Texans. We were talking about a lot of things. But, you know, the one thing that we were talking about, too, that we haven't really gotten back to, which is from play calling, decision making, to the challenge flag. Bill O'Brien was called out last night. Bill O'Brien was exposed.
Yeah.
And I know we can say it's one game, and I even responded to my wife and my mother-in-law during the game when they were like, how bad is this? I said, well, they got lambasted last year by double digits, big double digits by Miami and Atlanta, but they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's not season-ending, and as Bill O'Brien said in his press conference, yes, it's early in the season, but this one put a little red check mark and a little red flag on Bill O'Brien, because up until now and the way things were going and the things they had been doing, people were drinking the Kool-Aid and really believing this was a Super Bowl caliber team. I think after last night, they were drinking heavily and it wasn't Kool-Aid unless they were mixing it with
Thunderbird.
Thank you. And they were drinking heavily. That's why traffic was clear this morning, K-Mac, taking the kids to school. But is it a one-week wonder? Is it fixable? And is Billy O on the hot seat?
I don't know, man. I feel like Bill Belichick yesterday looked at him and basically gave him no Doc Holliday. I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Exactly. And he had nothing, and he got scared. I'm like, I'm not looking for you longer.
Yeah, I'm not looking for you.
You know what I mean? Like he literally just he changed up a lot of his things that we've saw him do well, but I think he reverted back to the laissez-faire type play calling and just did. He was like, man, I got no answers.
You got to give Bill Belichick and his coaching staff a lot of credit. They came in with multiple sets, multiple formations with a young quarterback to make the Texans defense think instead of react.
Yeah.
And
they had problems thinking last night. Did you see the confusion? Yeah,
on the other side of the ball.
They burned a timeout at one point because there was too much confusion.
Yeah, and on the other side of the ball, you know, they stayed in the pistol. That's all they stayed in.
Yeah.
You know, give me some multiple sets. Change it up a little bit. You know, don't be so predictable. Because they were pretty predictable last night. And Bill knew that.
My wife and mother-in-law were predicting what they were going to do. And were spot on. Because all they really had to do was say, run right, run left. Just run. Yeah. That's what they were going. Third and eight, and you're going to run the ball. And you're playing from behind. Come on, man.
You know what I hate, too, Ken, is the silent snap. Where the guard taps him, and it's like clockwork. Like everybody, the defensive line is teeing off.
The timing is beautiful for the D line
because we all know. Listen, after you give it to me for the first series, I know your snap count now.
I know if you're gonna pause to go on two, I'm just gonna count 1,001, 1,002. The first time they're going on the first the tap 1,001. So yeah, you got to kind of figure it out. I mean, I know that's the best way to communicate right now, but a lot of times, you know, the teams are going to the guard looking back. It used to be the center bobbing his head up and down.
But what happens in old-fashioned football? Get under center.
Get under center.
Get your 6'7" behind down and throw them hands under there and dig them all the way under the center and get this ball.
That's the new trend of the NFL quarterback.
Too, and then when they did pass the ball, and we touched briefly on Brock and the fact that at least he took the blame for a bad game. But even the balls that D-Hop caught was saving Brock from another incompletion.
Yes.
They were lasers heading for out of bounds. Yeah. And because of D-Hop's incredible hands and body control, he was yanking them down. But he just could, for as good as he played when he won that big game for the Broncos in New England,
yeah,
or against New England, I should say, boy, he was just a different guy last night.
He really wasn't.
Or Dennis Green.
He was what we thought he was.
Well, you guys are talking about quarterbacks. Herb Gotti, at Herb Gotti, says he doesn't trust Brock Osweiler.
I mean,
how many in Houston right now do? Because that's a question. It's, you know, in the fact, and I get back to the Bill O'Brien thing, right? Because of the fact that when you look at Bill, he was always the quarterback whisperer. He was the guru. And look what he's doing with all these guys that are retreads. The Brian Hoyers, the Ryan Mallets, all the guys he's had to try and circle through. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have that kind of excuse because now you got a $17 million a year guy.
But it goes back to the same thing you said. When you got a guy like John Elway and Gary Kubiak that says, you know what? You can walk. We're going to go with this third team Trevor Siemian guy instead of you.
And they're basically saying what? He's not $18 million worth. He's not in the Drew Brees category.
We're going to give him $7 million for the first year. If he plays well, we'll give him the rest of the 38. If not, we'll cut him and go about our business. And that should have been the telltale sign at that time. This is a guy who went, 5-2 with one of the best defenses, the 85 Bears.
And think about what Siemian is doing right now.
It's looking great.
Looking great. He's 3-0, right?
Yeah, 3-0.
Behind a great defense. So was it Brock or was it the defense in Denver?
You know what? It's a great question. But at the same time, again, you don't question the system in Denver. You're questioning everything about the system right now on Kirby.
Well, like you said, it's early. It's one game. Let's see, does the trend continues.
Mark, we're going to run an audible. We're bringing you in. 3rd and 8. You're not running the ball, Mark, but you're on with us in the huddle. Bringing it, Texans. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Y'all, we had a Texans I wanted to, y'all are giving Bill Belichick credit and all their guys, but what about that punter? Their punter they got, they helped, they put them boys all the way back to the 10-yard line. That's the guy y'all need to be talking about.
Joe said that when we first got started.
I said it. The reason why the Texans had an average starting position of their own 16-yard line, because that punter played one hell of a game. That's special teams.
He had a good game. I may not have heard the front part that just got here, but another thing out there, if you look and see, the coaching staff on the Houston, Texas side was all loaned to Bill Belichick, and he just took them back to class one more time. That's all he did, one more time.
I like that, Mark.
Let y'all boys have it.
Thanks, like that, Mark.
I don't know if it was class or a woodshed out back, but one way or the other, somewhere in between, there was a pretty solid beating going on.
Man, that was a disciplinary action, man. That wasn't Woo! A beating. That was your daddy. You bring him. You brought home three Fs, and he said, hey, "Come here, now,
on
boy.
An FEF Friday.
On an FEF Friday.
You know what I mean?
And go get your own switch.
You knew what was coming.
And you better not bring me back no foolishness, because I'm gonna go get the one you really don't want.
Yep. See, Trav's already talked about that too. He don't shy away from that either.
No.
Adrian Peterson and the switch ain't got nothing on him.
Yeah, that's
how about this, boys? I'm gonna lead you this one into break that we're gonna get on the flip side. For those of you listening and joining in on the living room, you love what we do, and we also bring the knowledge, but we also bring information. How about the fact that we're about to announce that for the second straight week, a team that is now undefeated with backup quarterbacks is about to lose another one? Take that one to the woodshed. We'll bring it back from you. ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, you got an FEF Friday. You got Joel Blank, Keenan McCardell, and Trap J, Travis Johnson, as we continue to break down the crime scene that was murder in Foxborough last night.
After the game, that's what they were listening to.
Whatever Nick's playing.
That's how it was.
On a side note, how do you go from being a girly tune listener to this?
Man, and it's not even Rage Against the Machine or Green Day.
Green Day is outstanding, by the way.
They're outstanding. Rage Against the Machine is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Come on, Nick. Yesterday we had the Reverend Al Green going.
Which was great. You're confused for the Isley Brothers.
Which,
so it's
course.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, all that matters.
You're confused for the Isley Brothers.
At first, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember who did the song. So I thought it was at the time. I'm like, play the Isleys, and then we actually played the Isleys.
Yes, we did.
But we didn't. They didn't. I thought the Isley Brothers song was whatever song we played yesterday. But it was out.
Let me hear what you're talking about.
But at the end of the day, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love was all we brought the entire day.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the only bet that we played.
That helped set the table. Yeah. No Katy Perry.
No Katy. I've kept Katy Perry off the airwaves during our time slot, right?
And I understand. You got any Beyonce? By the way, someone was telling us.
I'll throw in Beyonce. I just don't know how he's going to react.
I love Beyonce. But by the way, Keenan still has to give us the review of the Lemonade Cool Refreshing Drink Tour, because he was there last night for Beyonce. So we'll get to that. But at the same time, I believe that we're hearing that the one Katy Perry song you don't like is I Kissed a Girl, Nick, because I don't know. That's your personal life.
It's not a very good tune. That's actually not one of her best songs, actually. So,
See what I mean?
Nick has sounds like he has the whole catalog. I've told you, if it's not on Kids Bop, I've never heard Katy Perry song day in my life.
Well, Nick's on Kids Bop, and that's why he's on the back of a milk carton too. Before we get to more football,
with Jared from Subway,
it's possible. You said it, not me, but I did lead you that way. Before we get into more football, we want to remind you that Vegas Dave, doing his normal Friday drive-by, he'll have the backpack loaded with cash, and he's here to deliver picks for you guys. And, oh, by the way, Dave is like the New England Patriots. He was 3-0 for you last week, undefeated. That is big. And so he will be setting the table for you to dine this weekend with some more predictions. And hopefully Dave will be conversational, because that would be outstanding too, because we might be able to get him to show some personality and have a little fun with us on our FEF Friday. So we got that coming up. And then just announced, guys, Rockets have Media Day going on right now. We would have been there to create havoc, but we are not, because we are here. And I was getting lots of messages of people looking for me. And before we get their media day today, they're announcing Yao Ming going to have his jersey retired this year, February the 2nd. I can pretty much guarantee that's the game that they're going to be playing against the Washington Generals. But good that big number 11, the big fellow, one of the greatest to play the game, now in the Hall of Fame, is going to have his number 11 hang from the rafters in the Toyota Center. So definitely, your thoughts on that. And also the fact that when 11 goes in for Yao Ming, does 11 then get taken off the books for Elvin Hayes, who wore two numbers with the Rockets, but one of them happened to be number 11? Think about that for a second.
That's a quandary.
Yes, it is. Welcome into the lady. Hi, I'm the ladies' man. My name is Leon. This is what is your quandary?
What is your quandary?
Nick, nothing? No? Okay.
Let's talk about.
This is where the magic happened.
Nick,
by the way, I did.
Let's talk about
this.
What you teased.
I teased this, and you guys both have a say so on this. Shocking news, and for the second week in a row, New England, who got a win, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but they won last night on Thursday Night Football. The guy who led them to victory is now going to lead them to the operating table. Jacoby Brissett out, tore a ligament in his thumb, surgery expected. He's out for next week. Is Garoppolo the guy? There's another question. What do they do for one more week? Because they already are 3-0, and we said that they'd be happy going 2-2 in their first four. But how long did he play in that game with a torn thumb muscle and still be able to execute the game plan is one. Who do they go to next week is two. And how shocking is this for you guys, three?
Well, it's not shocking because, I mean, one, he's a tough dude. Regardless, I mean, this guy, I mean, the road it took for him to get to the league, going to Florida, going to NC State, you know he has the it factor of a football player. I think, two, you know, not to steal what Josh McCann said the other day, but he knows his window.
Right.
He knows what this time means to him. So there, at no point was there an option for him to say, "I got to come out this game, coach, because my thumb is messed up." Dude, the history making start of being a, you know, starting rookie for the Patriots, mm-hmm, being the first black quarterback to ever start a game for the Patriots, and just having the opportunity to be another starter outside of Tom Brady and win a game for your coach. I mean, I don't think he ever in his mind thought, I'm not going to finish this game. There was never an option. And maybe to be honest with you, later on in the game when we saw them start really pounding the rock, I think Bill Belichick might have known, like, listen, this guy's thumb is going behind his hand right now. So we're just going to let him hand the ball off to LeGarrette Blount and keep the game going instead of having him throw the ball and have an Aaron
throw.
And
what the Texans don't know won't hurt us. We can just keep doing what we're doing, let them guess, and as long as they don't have any idea and there's no tape on it, and you don't see, because you could see. Let's go back now. He was on the sideline. They thought that he had a fingernail issue on CBS.
Yeah.
The training staff, very quietly, the trainers were like, hey, guys, get closer together, get shoulder to shoulder because we got this camera over here.
Yeah.
They blocked that out. And at the time, you thought nothing of it because they were rolling offensively.
Yeah.
But bottom line is we need to go back and probably at some point look at when that occurred. But that...
They
had it. By the way, Phil Simms had a really bad game last night all the way around. But they had it right in their lap, and no one knew. It was right there.
But see, I mean, but you got to remember, it was right there. And people say, well, why does it matter if they cover him up? Well, a lot of people don't realize in the press box, the opposing team can see down on your sideline. And actually, they have the studio copy or the TV copy that's playing on one screen, and then they have the in-stadium cameras that play on another screen while they're actually watching the game. So
that's my point.
One of the reasons why, because you get the information right now.
Yep.
So Jacoby's out.
Who do they go
Garoppolo
to?
Garoppolo comes back.
He's going to be all right?
Yeah, he'll be all right.
I mean, it's Buffalo. They should win.
No, he got two weeks. But my thing is this. If they do.
2 weeks. They play. Oh, I mean,
he'll have two weeks. Rest.
I got you.
Now, my thing is this. If they win in Buffalo, Bill Belichick is the leader out of the gate for Coach of the Year.
No.
Without question.
Without question right now. But if they go 4-0 without Tom Brady, he has to be the leader.
Solidifies his greatness.
Right now at three wins. He's the leader. You got to think.
With who he did it with.
With who he did it with. You got to, like, think about it. Like, everybody, we all as pundits or whatever you want to call us,
I like
you know, we all said if they leave out of this 2-2, it's a miracle. They've done a great job.
Are you our big pun?
Big pun.
Our big pundiff?
I ain't a player, but I crush a lot. Huh? But no. but
when, now, Nick, when, if Nick was good, he'd have done that. But go ahead, carry
yeah,
on.
Exactly. But Nick is Nick right now. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me, saying that these, when we said if they come out 2-2, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. There's no problem. But right now they're 3-0, with one game left before Tom comes back, and they're laughing at the rest of the league. And Bill Belichick's probably like, these guys thought it was going to be 2-2.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let me just say this, and you guys are with me on this one because we stick together too. But Yo Adrian just tweeted us, and it just brings it all together. Brissett is no Jay Cutler. You guys said that in a break.
Wow.
We said it in a break. When you talk about you and Trav on the same page and we're always on the same page, I'm telling you right now, we're building it and they're coming around, man. Yo Adrian, we are right there with you. Great call. Jacoby Brissett is not Jay Cutler, and that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
But to your point, and Mac, look, there's going to be some tough games on everybody's schedule.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is you cannot escape, whether you like him, you think he cheats, you don't like him, whatever the case may be, you have to give the man his props, because the Jedi Warrior, Bill Belichick, just wins, baby. He just finds ways to get that W.
Always. I mean, and here's another thing. He's going to go in the lab. He's going to Jedi mind trick Garoppolo and say, hey, you can play. We just had a rookie that played, and he played through a thumb injury. You can play for us for one game, 60 minutes.
That's it.
And then we're going to hand the ball off to Tom Brady.
And we promise you, we're not going to give you too much, and we're playing the Bills, but we're just going to give you just enough, and we promise you we will protect you and get this done. You don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going headfirst without a helmet through the wall locker room? Well, I'm good, Coach.
Well, that because he's going to get this. He's going to get that Toradol shot in his left butt cheek. He's going to get a cortisone shot by the size of a shot of tequila
in that shoulder.
And he's going to be ready to roll.
Stuff you don't get anywhere else, gang. I'm just telling you. And by the way, if we're playing Wheel of Fortune, after Pat Sajak welcomes in Bill from the New England area and he spins the wheel, guarantee the first consonant he calls is a W. ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, what you wanna do? Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
24 years of NFL experience in the studio with me today, and all I have to do is bring the microphone. I'm Joel Blank, along with Keenan McCardell and Trap J99 Travis Johnson, as we bring you an FEF Friday. And as we all know, when we bring the knowledge, we also bring information that can help you be successful off the field. And that's where our man Vegas Dave joins us. Vegas Dave has elevated his game from the bearskin rug to the beanbag to the big comfy chair, because my man was undefeated last week. My man Vegas Dave, 3-0. If you had happened to listen to the knowledge that Dave was preaching last week and you had texted 31279 to Dave, you'd have gotten picks that set the table for a perfect weekend, and you probably would be going somewhere fancy for dinner tonight, because Dave is successful. We've already touched on this on the past, and it's a pleasure to touch on it again before we bring him into the show. We know the backpack is Floyd Mayweather-like loaded, and we know that what he pulls out of it normally turns into like a sprouting tree of more money. And he has been banned by several sports books because of his success. So we bring you guys that only bring the best, and they know what they're doing. Dave, we want to welcome you in once again to the show, and we appreciate the fact that our listeners, if they're loyal to us and loyal to you, definitely had to see some greenbacks last week.
Yeah, it was a great week. We went 3-0. Actually, we went 4-0 because we gave out a bonus play on Monday Night Football. I didn't see any value in that game between the Eagles and the Bears, so I gave out the Dodgers for free to all the players, and they kept that cash too. So we went 4-0 last week. It was a really good week for my players and all your listeners out there as well.
It's awesome, man. And you know, we've been talking a lot of football because the Texans right now have been in the emergency room trying to stop the gaping hole that's in their backside. But you also are, as we've covered in the past, a baseball connoisseur that has been spot on in picking the winner of the World Series for the last 3 years. You know your baseball, and I believe, because the Astros are still in it, but I believe you have some pretty key tips on some baseball today, do you not?
Yeah, same as last week. I mean, I follow the Rangers a lot, just like I followed the Royals last year. So I pretty much know when to bet on them, when to lay off them. And today is another game I had circled in. I love the Rangers. That's a free pick I'm giving out over the air right now for all the listeners for free. Hamels is pitching once again. A pretty low line at minus 145. Rangers win today. They clinch the West, so I think it's a must-win for them. They're coming off a day off. So they're rested. They're going to play all their starters today. I checked the lineup. So I think Hamels gets it done. Minus 145 is a really, really appealing line, and I love that game. So I think the Rangers do beat the A's today on the road with Hamels pitching.
Dave, you know what else? It means that you do not fall into the mix of the people that we like to categorize as the Kool-Aid drinkers that still were holding out hope that the Houston Astros were going to do some miraculous comeback to win the division, because that's pretty much out of reach. They're still trying to get into the playoffs by becoming a wild card team, and last night didn't help that. But for all the fans that are now finding out things that they did not know and how to find the very best in terms of games, picks, and which way to go, tell everybody how to reach you and what you might have in terms of, if they do reach out to you, what they can receive leading into the big weekend of football, baseball, and beyond.
For sure. Everybody can follow me on my website, which is www.itsvegasdave.com. Again, itsvegasdave.com. And also, if they text in, 31279. So again, text Dave, D-A-V-E, to 31279. I'm going to give out one free football pick. There's a lot of games on the board, but I have one game circled that I'm pretty confident is going to cash. I'm going to give that out free to all the listeners again. Last week, again, we went 4-0. So I'm giving out the Rangers right now on the air. And if they text Dave to 31279, I'm going to give out my football play of the week, which is actually Saturday on the college board instead of Sunday.
See, that's outstanding, Dave. And you know the one thing that, as long as you keep winning, you won't have to deal with, that we have to deal with, is when you give out information like that and you say the Rangers too much, you get cowardly keyboard people with confidence that like to send like a nasty notes to us.
Yeah.
But see, you got the out, because as long as you keep picking winners, they can't say anything.
I think, but you know what? I'll tell you this. I think Houston gets it done today. I think Fister wins this game. Houston rarely gets shut out back-to-back at home, so it is going to get Springer and Altuve going, and I think they get the job done tonight. But I'm more confident on the Rangers. But for all the Houston fans out there, I think you guys get a W today as well against the Angels.
There's a little extra tip from Vegas Dave. Dave, before we let you leave, your thoughts, comments, because it's in the rearview mirror and not the windshield, on what debacle happened last night on national TV.
Which one are you talking about?
We're talking about the H-Town meltdown in Foxborough, the Texans and the Patriots.
Texans' first game on the road. A lot of people saw their record go 2-0, but when you make that first road trip in the NFL, things change. Patriots, I mean, come on, Houston has to get that W, or at least keep that game close.
Right.
I mean, you're going against Jacoby Brissett, which was really nothing special, NC State last year. I followed them. But the Patriots have a system. It works. But I'd rather have the Patriots get all their wins now, because I think they're going to slow down at the end of the year, even though Brady comes back.
Wow. How about that?
I still think Arizona goes all the way.
Wow.
All right, let me ask you this before we let you go, and this has nothing to do with picking games. But my man Travis Johnson over here says, once Brady comes back, the Patriots run the table in the rest of the regular season. You see that?
That's great, because 99% of the world is saying that same thing. And guess what? Casinos aren't built in every single corner in Vegas that everyone thought the same. So I'm going against the grain. Go Cardinals.
He's got a backpack, Trav.
Dave, I picked the Cardinals to be in the Super Bowl myself.
I picked the Cardinals and the Patriots.
So I picked the Cardinals and Pittsburgh.
Most of my money is with the Cardinals to win the NFC conference, because who knows what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. I just got all my money on them to win the NFC, and a little bit to win the Super Bowl, because if they do play the Patriots are due for a Super Bowl victory, but I play safe. I just want them to win the NFC, but I agree. It could be the Patriots versus the Cardinals, and that'll be a great Super Bowl.
Dave, we appreciate the knowledge, my man. Have a great weekend. Stay hot. Keep the listeners tuning in for more, because you are running up the score. We appreciate your knowledge, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Vegas Dave, everybody, you know how to reach him. Reach out and get to Vegas Dave, and he'll get the picks down. And we're going to continue to keep building with Vegas Dave, because we like the fact that he's getting a little bit more comfortable and kind of warming up a little bit.
He was better this week than he was the first week.
I need that backpack.
For 2 weeks.
I need that backpack. That's what I want.
I'm telling you, it's a Money Mayweather backpack. When he starts telling me, he's telling me that it's a Louis Vuitton. Yeah, I got 40 G's and greenbacks. Some licorice and lollipops.
Money Mayweather is not 40,000.
No, Money Mayweather got a couple million.
Yeah, I saw it live and in person in the playoffs 2 years ago. Yeah. It's a bottomless backpack is what it is. Oh, and look, wait a minute. There's a Nick sighting.
Yeah, Nick, I see. Is that you?
That is me, man. I love that song.
Hey,
do you love the show? Because you've been like MIA on it.
No, just the song. Just the song.
That makes sense. You know Vegas why Travis live is here? Not network?
Does Vegas Day live here?
No, he lives in Vegas.
Okay, so because I really want to ask
you. If I called you H-Town Trav, would you live in Wyoming?
Maybe.
It's just a question.
But, I mean, it could be Houston, Wyoming. But, I mean, here's my question, though. I really wanted to ask him, did he bet on the Texans?
Well, it sounds like
the way he answered the way that, he answered sounded it. Like he was rolling with the Texans.
He was rolling with the Texans. He missed that one, I think.
Yeah, because I'm sitting
now,
there.
No, we can't say that because he was undefeated last week. I'm just saying. No, he's also a friend of the show.
It's this week.
He was undefeated on the ones we got.
But I think that if he was Jim Rome at that time, he'd have gone, this one's over with. Yeah,
I love it, Vegas that. Dave. Keep picking them, bro.
Vegas Dave has moved up from the bearskin rug to the ottoman and the beanbag chair to the big recliner because he was undefeated last week. You know what else is undefeated? The knowledge and the entertainment you're going to get on this show each and every day. And when it's an FEF Friday, it's basically a double down because we are giving you everything and more, and we've covered everything so far, at least to some degree with the Texans. We covered NFL. We've talked a little about the Astros. What's on your mind? 713-780-ESPN. You can text us. You can call us, or you can reach us on Twitter. We are here for you till 4. It is ESPN 97.5 FM.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellas, if you were not around for the first hour and 45 minutes of this three-hour extravaganza, oh boy, do I have news for you. You missed quite a bit. We have broken down your favorite team and the debacle last night. We have had Vegas Dave break down some games that could make you some cash. We have had a lot of fun in the process, and we are not done yet. We have an hour and 15 minutes to go. So if you want to be a part of the show, 713-780-ESPN. You can text us, and you can get on a call line with us, and we will bring you into the living room and let you let it flow with us. If not, you can reach us on Twitter, and we're out there at Pac-Man Joel, at Keenan McCardell, and at TrapJ99. Of course, I tell you that we have 99 problems, and Trap ain't one, because he is the man that made 99 famous in this town. And I will continue to say that, and I don't care what you say. But by the way, we've covered football from a professional perspective for quite a bit. But we do have some big college games, boys, that we can probably speak a little bit on. And some that have some local flavor that people are going to be more concerned with than others, but others with national ramifications. So why don't we go around the table? I guess we could throw it out by saying, what are you guys looking at? What games are you watching? But I'll throw the first one out there. That would probably be LSU-Auburn, which might be the unemployment bowl, because whoever loses that game may be unemployed.
They are on real
LSU
hot seats.
At Auburn.
LSU man, at Auburn.
I'm going to LSU.
Okay, Keenan.
I'm going Auburn.
Really? After they lost at home last week to A&M, they lost at home to Clemson, and they're at home again.
They're playing well.
I just think Leonard just Fournette in the backfield, he's got to break out. I know how bad the quarterback situation is at LSU, but Leonard Fournette, whether he wins the Heisman or not, and really he's way behind right now, but he's got to have a breakout game.
It won't be against Auburn's defense.
No.
Wow.
But I think LSU will win the game, though.
I think.
Keenan does.
I think it's an upset.
We'll bet a Pepsi on it.
We'll bet a Pepsi on it. I'll take a Pepsi.
First of all, Pepsi's no, I like, our sponsor, I'm a doctor, so we'll bet a soft drink.
We're better
if Pepsi wants to come on board and help us build.
Well, okay. It's Texas. You don't understand.
Then the drinks
it's,
will come.
It's Dr. Pepper.
It's Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Right now, you'll bet a Kool-Aid.
Cool. We definitely could do that.
Yeah, we'll bet a Kool-Aid.
That's an
old 10-cent pack of Kool-Aid.
It's fine, but you know what? It still quenches the thirst.
It definitely does.
And it'll get you fired up because there's plenty of sugar in there. So we got that one. Speaking of sugar, Nick, you good? You got another game you want to look at?
No, I mean, I like the Arkansas-Texas A&M game.
Okay,
I mean,
another one with local flavor, A&M. And just because solid victory at Auburn.
Right.
Go Wisconsin, ahead. Michigan State, just
first
because.
Of all, don't bounce around. Let's go one game at a time.
Okay.
Let's get to that one. You guys, A&M, so-so showing against UCLA, but then they show up big at Auburn.
They
like leaps and bounds jumped higher into the top from the top 25 where they're basically sitting at 10 and 11 depending on where you look. But a good game against an Arkansas team that went on the road and upset TCU, yeah, and under Brett Bielema is doing some things to where they are a worthwhile opponent to take notice of if you're the Aggies.
I'm taking Arkansas. That's what I'm taking.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, that's how I learned how to spell when I was a little kid.
Arkansas.
I get it. And any reasons why other than the spelling bee?
I could tell you. Great running game.
Yeah.
I was coming to you.
Well, I'm telling you first. A great running game. He's going to say defense.
I always going to say defense.
So you're taking Arkansas to beat A&M?
Yes.
South will not be happy with that pick.
Man, well, he don't have to be happy with that pick.
Okay.
I'm going to take it.
All right.
But, you know, I like Arkansas. I like what Brett Bielema.
Easy for you to say. Brett Bielema.
Brett Bielema, Bielema, whatever you call his name.
Wow. Yeah? First of all, anybody that sees Brett Bielema knows anything. He is he's not Bielema. Exactly.
Hey, that was Gensued, right? He cut that one.
He said, championship. That's all you need to know. I just like what he's doing and the culture the change of the culture that he's done with the Arkansas team. And I'm telling you the truth, I'm fired up for him. And I think he'll beat A&M. A&M doesn't impress me right now. They still got a lot of issues up there. I mean, even with those two defense ends that they got,
yep,
that are top notch, they haven't impressed me at all.
Well, I'll say this though, Mac, A&M with that home crowd and all the weapons that they have.
Right.
Should be a feather in their cap, or at least I'm not saying that. First of all, I'm taking A&M at home, but I believe that they will get it together, and they need to for Kevin Sumlin. But that win at Auburn said something to me last week because of the defense you were talking about in the previous game against LSU that when we previewed that one.
Yeah, I think A&M has improved drastically in the secondary. I think last year everybody was talking about their secondary. You know, they got the guys up front that can rush the passer. You know, and now that they're playing well. And on the backside, the guys that for me that I'm questioning right now are their linebackers. I mean, because they're going to have pressure on them this week to stop the run. If they stop the run, they'll be fine. I think they got enough talent on offense to really, you know, make it not a game against Arkansas, who has some great talent. But you know, I'm gonna pick A&M on this one, and just because they're so talented on offense, and if they get it going like they got it going late against Auburn, you know, I'm going with the Aggies.
Anybody worried at all about the Cougars at Texas State or Louisville at Marshall?
Well, I'm not worried about the Cougars. I think with Louisville, you would have to think after a big win like that, they could possibly give you a letdown. You know, as far as mentally, that's the only way. And Marshall's a big enough team and a deep enough team to maybe make that push early, I think. But if the game is close late, then I don't see Louisville losing that game. But I definitely don't see U of H losing to Texas State.
Could that qualify as your Travis Johnson trap game of the week?
The trap game?
Yeah, I guess it could be. Yeah, definitely could be.
As long as
You can
Mr. Jackson is behind center, though. I don't think there's sorry Miss Jackson, because Mr. Jackson's going to be large and in charge.
Like, the other game in the SEC that I like is the Florida-Tennessee game.
It's a big game.
That's a really big game.
That's going to be
19 nice. Florida at 14 Tennessee. Tennessee's first win of the year wasn't impressive, but they've got it together. Both teams 3-0.
I got
SEC matchup.
I'm taking Tennessee just because of the simple fact that Del Rio's boy going down.
You can't take the Gators anyway. I know why. Yeah, I'll never take the Gators.
I definitely was never taking the Gators, but it was a possibility of me letting that curse word out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
That's the F yeah Friday F word that is Florida.
Yeah, of course. Yes. You know,
I'm guiding the listener.
I appreciate it. You know, because my kids know Gators in my household. Instead of saying
that's
the
F word,
it's like instead of saying the S word, the F word, the A word, whatever, Gators. And they be, all right, I'll take that. I'll take that. You know what I mean? And when they go chuck a deuce on the toilet,
chuck
Gators
a deuce, Nick.
And be like,
you got a flushing toilet sound because he just chucked a deuce.
Hey, you tell me like, man, what you finna go do? I'm finna go take a gator. Appreciate
wow.
it.
And it's like that.
It's like that.
Mac, yeah. Let's clean this one up in a hurry. So he's got a game that he's keeping an eye on, that you were keeping an eye on, Florida at Tennessee. How about another game in the SEC? How about the Georgia Bulldogs going to Ole Miss?
Ooh.
The passing game of Ole Miss, the running game of Nick Chubb, and the Georgia Bulldogs.
I'm going with Georgia.
I am going with Ole Miss.
Oh,
wow. I'll break the tie.
I'm going against the grain.
I'll break the tie, and I'm going with Georgia.
I'm going with Ole Miss. I just think
that kid's got a lot of confidence, but unfortunately to me so far, it's just he hasn't put the putt up to the point where I'm almost at shut up.
If his game was as tight as his hairline, then he'd be all right, man. His edge up, man.
Do y'all realize they put up 43 points on Alabama?
Yeah, I get what, that. They got to stop
but
Nick
you
got to
remember, that's also the only team that's beaten Alabama the last two straight years. They were going for a third. It was going to be a good game regardless. They got up for
they
that game.
Yep.
I don't see, and the fact is that
I'll take my Kool-Aid when you guys next week.
But
so.
Kirby Smart, who is, you know, he's not a part of the Saban tree. He's a part of Bobby Bowden's
tree. Hey,
Nick,
you know what Keenan's going to try and be saying next week?
What, Kool-Aid?
Oh, my God.
Dude, it took you long enough.
Well, yeah,
it's not a pregnant pause. It's
it was like a rhetorical question, like he was going to answer his own question kind of thing. You can never know.
All you had to do was just do the, oh, yeah, and we would have been good. All right, let's move on to the Big Ten. It's a game that I don't even want to talk about because I said this was the three-week hell schedule that takes my boys from the top 10 to the not-so-top 10. Wisconsin, after a couple cupcakes and then the opening week win over LSU at Michigan State. Oh, boy. Not even I can tell you that the Badgers are going to go into East Lansing and beat the Spartans after they wax the dome. The Domers. So I'm gonna tell you right off the top, the Badgers are gonna lose. And by the way, after
you're not.
I'm not.
You're not taking your Badgers.
No. Blasphemous.
No.
You have Badger headphones.
I'm big
on,
as dead, man.
And you're not taking your Badgers.
Right, but I haven't drank the Kool-Aid. I'm a realist, and so I that's the. Let me just say this: Wisconsin's 3-0. That's the
you're
worst.
You're supposed to take every
one
team
big win
in Wisconsin,
and they beat both Mother Teresa's schools of the blind, East and South.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Spartans.
They beat LSU.
I said of the next 3 weeks, because by the way, they have Michigan and Ohio State waiting for them after Michigan State. And I know you're still trying to get your music queued up, but that's why I'm saying if of the three games, this is the game that I thought they could win. But after the way Michigan State played against Notre Dame, unless Michigan State has a huge letdown, I just can't see it.
Well, you're not going in the East Lansing and winning this one. I mean, you know what? They're 11. There'll be about 16 next week after this beatdown.
And they got two more coming.
You know, I've been in East Lansing, and it's tough to win there. Spartan
if the paddle
Stadium,
don't get you, then the pile driver will. Yeah, no, it's coming.
Sparty's going to be out, and they're going to be rocking. It's going to be a lot of green.
And in the word of King Leonidas,
this is Sparta!
Well, you took you long enough. You're in the Nick School of Production.
But I was trying, and Nick was over there doing Nick stuff.
Anybody going South Florida over Florida State?
South Florida over Florida State. It's going to be a good game because South Florida has turned around a little bit.
Looks could kill, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Boy, if you saw that look
going on across this table right now.
You know why I got that look? Because I'm lightweight scared. Because I know we're going to win the game, but I just don't want them to look bad. Like, my thing is, South Florida gave us a problem last year.
They got athletes.
Guess what?
Yeah.
They got athletes.
They got all the ones that we didn't want.
Right.
Florida State better come in with their white T-shirts and be all ready for the running of the Bulls because they're going to be right in the middle of it.
You're taking USF?
I'm not, but I'm just trying to fire you up even more.
Okay, no, I'm about to say, you can let me know.
We got a hard out. Guess what that means?
Oh, we're missed it.
Well, F yeah on the flip side. ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.